do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. We are talking about the month of November. Yes, of course, we do this every month. We talk about things that are special about that month. Well, what kinds of things are special about November? Can you think of any? Carolyn, what is special about November?
Well, in the United States, November is pretty special because that's when we celebrate Thanksgiving. But Gabe, I noticed something very special about your appearance today.
You noticed?
You have a mustache.
You're right about that, Carolyn. I have a mustache. A nice, thick, black mustache. And do you know why?
Well, I've heard that November has also been called Movember.
Mm-hmm.
Mustache November.
Mustache November, beginning with an M. That's right, many guys grow out their mustaches to raise awareness about prostate cancer, a certain type of cancer that some men get. They want to change the face of men's health, okay? So, if you want to raise awareness and help in this way, then you can also grow out your mustache. All right, well, we have a lot to learn about the month of November, so let's get started.
November. There is a lot to celebrate in November. In the north, cold winds blow. The rich colors of autumn have faded, and winter is not far away. But in the southern hemisphere, summer is just heating up. Whatever the weather, there is plenty to celebrate in November. Britain celebrates Guy Fawkes Day on November 5th. They remember the plot to blow up the English Parliament and King James I in 1605. Thankfully, the plot did not succeed. The English remember this day and celebrate it with big fires and fireworks.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. In America, November is often known for being the month of Thanksgiving. In today's article, we'll learn about some interesting and international reasons why November is such a great month. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary. Fade. Fade is a verb. After sitting in the bright sun, the colorful flowers faded. Plot. Plot is a noun. The police stopped the thieves' plot to rob the bank. Fireworks. Fireworks is a plural noun. Many people enjoy watching fireworks on holidays. Electronic. Electronic is an adjective. Helen received an electronic gift card for her birthday. Promote. Promote is a verb. To promote its cookies, the bakery gave away free samples. Your more information words are Parliament. Parliament is a noun. Veteran. Veteran is a noun. Now let's get started with our article.
Guy Fawkes Day sounds like a very exciting holiday. But before we talk about it, let's go back to the beginning of our article. There is a lot to celebrate in November. And as we read, in the north, cold winds blow. The rich colors of autumn have faded, and winter is not far away. So, the seasons are changing.
That's right. Of course, our first sentence here, we read, cold winds blow. Now, you see an S at the end of the word wind. That's okay. You could talk about the wind blowing or the cold winds that are blowing. And, of course, here we see a word from our word bank. It is faded, or to fade. The rich colors of autumn have faded. Now, if something fades, that means it used to be a nice rich color, but now it's kind of turning a little bit maybe white or dead, maybe a little bit pale. It fades. Well, what else can fade?
Well, your clothes can fade. If you leave your black clothes in the sunlight, they will fade. So be careful where you put your clothes so that they don't become faded.
Oh, that's a great point, Carolyn. I have some t-shirts at home that have faded. They are not now the original nice color that they were before. Well, what else could fade? Maybe you could talk about someone's popularity fading or someone's fame fading, so they're not as famous as they were before. Well, we continue here. Winter is not far away, but in the southern hemisphere, summer is just heating up. Okay. Well, for most of us in the northern hemisphere, winter is approaching, but in the southern hemisphere, it's just heating up. Let's take a look at that phrase. What does that mean? If something is heating up?
Well, if it's heating up, then it is getting started. It is just beginning. You could say that the game, the basketball game, is just starting to heat up. So the players are getting ready to start playing.
All right, it's heating up. Of course, here in our lesson, it means it's getting started as well as it's getting hotter. But it could also mean getting more intense. For example, a conversation could be heating up. People might start to discuss and argue about things if something is heating up.
That's right. Well, whatever the weather, there is plenty to celebrate in November. And that is true. We will be talking about so many things that are celebrated this month.
Well, let's get started. But first, let's learn something with Liz in the Grammar Gym.
Hi there, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. In today's article, the writer states, whatever the weather, there is plenty to celebrate in November. That's a grammar tip sentence. It just means no matter what the weather is, there is plenty to celebrate in November. Notice the phrase at the beginning of today's sentence, whatever the something. It means no matter what something is. You can begin a sentence with this phrase, whatever the something, when you want to talk about how a situation is a certain way, no matter what something may be. For example, whatever the outcome, the contestants are all glad they have this chance to compete in this tournament. Or, whatever the material, this style of dress is very comfortable. Now it's your turn. Think of a situation that is a certain way, no matter what, and practice using this phrase at the beginning of your sentence. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining me here. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Liz. Now, let's learn about some of these great holidays, celebrations that happen in November. We read, Britain celebrates Guy Fawkes Day on November 5th. They remember the plot to blow up the English Parliament and King James I in 1605. Well, this is a very interesting holiday to be celebrating.
Well, I think so too. Guy Fawkes Day, this is about a plot to blow up Parliament. Let's take a look at that word, plot. Your plot to do something. That means you have a plan in mind, but it's not just any old plan. This kind of plot or plan is usually illegal. It's kind of illegal to do.
And it's usually kept a secret. You don't want other people to know what you are plotting. So, for example, you might say, if you remember, in August we learned about the Great Train Robbery. The men plotted to rob the train. They didn't tell anyone that they were going to do it.
That's right, and Carolyn just said they plotted to do this. As you can see, this word can be a noun or a verb. We're learning about the plot to blow up Parliament, or they plotted to blow up the English Parliament and King James I. Okay, well, let's take a look at this Parliament word. Well, Parliament is the lawmaking of a country, especially a country like England. Now, this plot was pretty interesting, Carolyn. What do you know about this plot?
Well, it's been made into a movie, so if you're interested in that, you can look up a movie about Guy Fawkes. And there's actually a popular poem that goes along with this
really?
Day. Yes, so that no one will forget.
All right.
Remember, remember, the 5th of November, the gunpowder treason and plot. I know of no reason the gunpowder treason should ever be forgot.
I like that. Very good. Nice, Carolyn.
Oh,
I can appreciate that kind of poem. Well, Guy Fawkes, he tried to do this, and I think that, it did not succeed, we find out here. Thankfully, the plot did not succeed. The English remember this day and celebrate it with big fireworks. All right? So we remember Guy Fawkes Day with big fireworks. That's also another word from our word bank. Fireworks. Well, you can use fireworks to celebrate something, like the 4th of July or the New Year. Fireworks.
That's right, and they're a lot of fun, and people do use them for many different holidays. So, people use fireworks on Guy Fawkes Day, Chinese New Year, and the 4th of July in the United States. And here, we learn that the British don't only use fireworks, they also celebrate with big fires and fireworks. So this is quite an exciting holiday.
That's right. Well, there's another word that's similar to fireworks. It's the word firecracker. Now, what's the difference? Kind of the way they sound. Firecrackers are loud and kind of annoying to me. Fireworks, they usually make a sound that goes up into the sky, and then they explode. Kind of like that, except a lot louder.
Okay, that's right.
So fireworks and firecrackers.
Well, thank you, Gabe. Right now, it is time for us to learn something with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 首先我们看的是 fade 这个动词。Fade 在这里是指褪色或者是失去光泽。例如 the color of the curtain started to fade under the direct sunlight. 直接的日晒之下窗帘的颜色很快开始褪色。Fade 也指逐渐暗淡或远去。例如 the sound of the jet faded away into the distance. 喷射机的声音随着距离而远去。Fade 也指感情逐渐变淡。例如 the love between this young couple faded after many quarrels. 经过多次的争吵，这对年轻的恋人的感情变淡了。继续我们来看的是 plot 这个名词。Plot 在这里是指阴谋或密谋。例如 the report of the assassination plot was submitted to the FBI.这份暗杀计划的报告被送进联邦调查局。Plot 也指电视、电影或者是小说的情节，但是一部电影或一本小说的情节是用单数型。例如 ,the plot of the movie is similar to the plot of a recent best-selling novel. 这部电影的情节和最近一本畅销小说的情节很相似。
Today we're talking about things that are special in November, or things that you can remember in November. And yes, of course, you noticed that I am wearing a mustache. I'm just going to remind you, that's because it's Movember, beginning with an M, Mustache November, and that is to raise awareness for prostate cancer, or about prostate cancer. And of course, we want to change the face of men's health.All right, so if you want to do that as well, you can grow your mustache. Well, we also learned about Guy Fawkes Day so far. It's a celebration on November 5th, especially in England. Okay, we have more to learn about November, so let's do that now.
November.November 11th is celebrated as Veterans Day or Remembrance Day. This day honors soldiers who have fought for their countries. On November 17th, celebrate Electronic Greeting Card Day by sending your friends e-cards. World Hello Day is November 21st. Say hello to 10 people on this day to promote peace. Americans celebrate Thanksgiving on the 4th Thursday of November.It's a time to be thankful and to have a turkey dinner with family and friends. November's birthstone is the topaz, or citrine, and its flower is the beautiful chrysanthemum. Enjoy November, no matter what the weather is like.
There are many ways that we can enjoy the month of November. And we go back to the beginning of this section of the reading to continue learning about another holiday. We read, November 11th is celebrated as Veterans Day or Remembrance Day. So this is 11-11, November 11th.
All right, and what is a veteran? Well, that is someone who has served as a soldier or someone in the military. Now, usually when I hear the word veteran, I think of a war veteran, someone who's actually not only been a soldier, but been a soldier in war somewhere. So, Veterans Day is also called Remembrance Day, remembering the people who fought for your country.
That's right, and on that day, many people in the United States will go to different memorials, especially near Washington, D.C., because there are many veterans memorials, and people like to put flowers there and wreaths to remember the people who have protected the country.
And so, of course, as we read here, this day honors soldiers who have fought for their countries. All right, well, I think it's a great thing to do to honor the people who have done something like this, who have gone out and fought for your country. It's not easy to be a soldier, to get involved in a war or a battle of some kind. So it's good to have this kind of Remembrance Day.
That's right, and we continue learning about more holidays. On November 17, celebrate Electronic Greeting Card Day by sending your friends e-cards. So this is a very fun holiday that you can celebrate by sending e-cards to your friends. And we see a word from our word bank in this sentence, the word electronic. Now, if something is electronic, then it means that you probably need electricity to use it, and usually refers to something you do on the computer.
That's true. So for example, you see the word e-card here. Well, that's short for electronic card. Maybe email as well. Electronic mail. Something you don't write out by hand and send through the mail, but you can just do it with your computer. But what else is electronic? Well, of course, some games are electronic. Some toys are electronic as well.
That's right. They need electricity in order to work. You can put a battery in them, and then they will be able to be used. Well, we continue learning about another very friendly holiday. World Hello Day is November 21st. Say hello to 10 people on this day to promote peace.
Well, we want to promote peace, and of course we also want to talk about this word promote. It's from our word bank. Now, if you promote something, that means you encourage the idea somehow by doing something or by saying something. You can promote people, you can promote ideas.
That's right. So you might say we should promote peace. This is a very common idea, but you could also promote love. You could promote a cause. Maybe you want to promote a charity.
Mm-hmm.
Or you want to promote the company that you work for, or promote something that you want someone to buy.
Well, actually, there is a coffee shop in this neighborhood called Kuka Coffee. I love their coffee, so I like to promote them. Of course, you can promote your friends, businesses, or a company, just like Carolyn said, the company that you work for. Well, Carolyn, since it is Hello Day, we should say hello to at least 10 people. Hello.
Oh, well, it's not today, Gabe.
Oh.
No, November 21st.
Oh, November 21st.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to get started by saying hello to someone every day.
Ah, well, you could say hello to someone every day this month. That would probably also help to promote peace. Well, we do want to continue to say hello to other people. Let's say hello to Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud.
When we begin to study a foreign language, one of the first things we normally learn about is greetings. They're in the first chapter of every good and respectable language phrasebook.
In English, the most common greeting is, of course, hello. It's simple to say and easy to remember, and everyone knows what it means.
Now, sometimes problems arise when students experiment with more formal and complex English greetings, particularly with the phrase, nice to meet you.
It's a great greeting to use when you meet someone for the first time. However, it's not a phrase you should use when you meet someone you've already met.
Right. Time and again, I've run into acquaintances, some I've known for 1, 2, or even 5 years, who, when they see me, say, "Nice to meet you." Friends, the phrase "nice to meet you" should only be used when you meet someone for the very first time.
Appropriate greetings to use when you meet someone for a second or third time could include the word "again." So, for example, you might say, "It's good to see you again," or "It's nice to run into you again."
今天的课文讲到11月21日是 World Hello Day, 世界问候日。Hello 当然是最基本的英文问候语。我们跟任何人打招呼都可以用 Hello。但是要注意，如果我们想要讲 Nice to meet you, 那就只局限于首次见面。因为 meet 表示认识。你跟一个不认识的人只能够 meet 一次，之后你们就已经认识了，也就不可能再一次的 meet。所以 nice to meet you, 很高兴认识你，我们是不会跟已经认识的人说的。那遇到认识的人，我们该如何跟他打招呼呢？除了 hello, 也可以说 it's nice to see you again, 很高兴又见到你。如果你是在路上巧遇到他，你也可以说 it's nice to run into you again, 很高兴又撞见到你。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. Well, let's continue learning about something very special in November. Americans celebrate Thanksgiving on the fourth Thursday of November. And what is Thanksgiving all about?
Well, it's a time to be thankful and to have a turkey dinner with family and friends. And I know I celebrate Thanksgiving this way by spending time with my friends and Skyping with my family.
I think that's a great thing to do. If you're living overseas, you can always communicate with Skype or something like that. And of course, Thanksgiving is a time to share what you are thankful for in life. All right. Well, we learned something here about the November stone and the flower as well. November's birthstone is the topaz or citrine, and its flower is the beautiful chrysanthemum.
Well, that is a wonderful flower and a wonderful stone, and you can enjoy November no matter what the weather is like.
All right, well, we've enjoyed this lesson learning about November, and of course we always enjoy time with Michelle. Let's go visit her now in the language lab.
好，继续我们看的是 electronic 这个形容词。Electronic 是指电子的或者是用电子操控的。例如 ,L loves to buy fancy electronic gadgets. L 很喜欢买一些很炫的电子装置。或者是 ,The electronic surveillance system is hard to invade. 这个电子监视系统非常难侵入。和它相关的另外一个形容词是 electric, E-L-E-C-T-R-I-C, 意思是电的或者是电动的。例如 ,an electric guitar, 电吉他。所以我们看的是 promote 这个动词 ,PRO 这个字首有向上的意思。所以 promote 是指促进或促销。例如 ,the president's visit promoted friendship between the two countries. 总统的参访促进了两国之间的友谊。或者是 ,the campaign promoted the sales of the new product successfully. 这个宣传活动成功地促销了这个新产品。And now let's head back to our lesson.
We've learned a lot about different ways to celebrate November, and one of those ways is to remember veterans on November 11th, which is coming up pretty soon. Now, Gabe, do you know any veterans or soldiers?
Actually, yeah, I do. My little sister Frances recently married a soldier. Now, he hasn't experienced a lot of difficulties in war like a lot of veterans, but it's good to know.Someone who works as a soldier.
That is very true, and we want to appreciate him and say thank you to all of the veterans out there. Well, thank you for joining us here at Studio Classroom, and we will see you next time.
See you then.
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend.
last a lifetime.